under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'm damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. As usual, joining us in this half hour, Ian Murphy. He's the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in downtown Gaylord. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
You sent me a link to your FuelCastTV.com story about a business owner in Traverse City. I'm going to let you go ahead and tee up the story and the information you sent me to on that link.
Yeah, so a lot of folks will probably remember the story from the beginning of July. TC Salon owner had taken to Facebook to make some comments, basically saying that certain people weren't necessarily going to receive service. In fact, actually what she said in her Facebook post, I'll read it real quick. If a human identifies as anything other than a man or a woman, please seek services at a local pet groomer. You are not welcome at this salon, period. Should you request to have a particular pronoun used, please note we may simply refer to you as, quote, hey, you. Regardless of Michigan House Bill 4744, there's some things in here. She uses some emojis and says some things towards Gretchen Whitmer. This is America. Free speech. This small business has the right to refuse services. We are not bound to any oaths, as realtors are, regarding discrimination. My recent airport experience validates this. Smiley emoji. So a lot of people took that to say the gays, the lesbians, bisexuals, anybody in the alphabet crew is not welcome in Christine Geiger Salon. Studio 8 Hair Lab is the name of that. And she has gotten quite some backlash from that. And people obviously think that she's being bigoted and some other things by coming out and saying that, you know, if you identify as a dog or a cat, you should get some hair services at another salon.
Right.
So she's taken some grief for that. And I just recently found out that three individuals from her community have filed civil rights complaints against her regarding discriminatory advertising.
Now, does this tie in, Ian, to the Michigan Civil Rights Commission's board and the governor and the Democrats' legislature's expansion of the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act this past year?
Well, so that's a great question. And I think that these three individuals from her community, so one is a man that now identifies as a woman. The two others are what I can tell are women given their given names that are non-binary. So we have a civil rights division in Michigan. You can call. You can fill out a form online to file a complaint. Then comes their investigation. And this is what I have found is kind of fascinating is there was a recent audit done by Michigan that says the average time to get your civil rights complaint resolved is 19 months. And in the matter of 60 days, Christine had received three civil rights complaints citing the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act of 1976, I believe it is. And in there, they're saying that she is discriminating with advertising on the basis of sex. Now, some interesting things are probably going to happen, and you're probably going to have to start looking at the definition of sex. You're going to have to start looking at what the current version of Elliot Larson says. I have a feeling that these folks believe that the new version, the amended version of Elliot Larson, which includes the term gender identity, that was amended earlier this year. So before, you couldn't discriminate on the basis of race, religion, sex. That's the thing that they're going for.
Yeah, so it could be the expansion. We're going to talk more with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Every public meeting follows Robert's Rules of Order. Come learn these rules at a Crash Course Training Workshop in Gaylord, Michigan on Saturday, December 2nd. Michigan's state constitution will also be taught. Come learn how current elected officials are violating their oath of office. This training is a must for anyone who is considering running for elected office or if you want to hold your public servants accountable. To register, go to acconservatives.org for all the details. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, staying on through the break, is Ian Murphy, Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Gaylord. Ian, going on with the rest of this story then, this is being processed, or these investigations, I should say, Are they being processed through the Michigan Civil Liberties Commission or through the Attorney General's office?
So people have asked me why I'm adjacent to this story, why I'm following this. And it's because of exactly that. The Michigan Department of Civil Rights is an executive branch agency, just like the Liquor Commission and all these other ones that we're always talking about, the Health Department. So right. Here you now have a situation where a person has expressed their right to free speech, and quite honestly, her right to religion. Whether you agree with her statements or not, that's not what I'm trying to discuss. What I just want to bring forward is two things. Free speech on that platform, Facebook, that she used, and mm-hmm. and it's now being used against her. And the Department of Civil Rights is an executive branch agency. So I have the complaints, and I've read them. They're in the story as well. And in these complaints, they are trying to compel this person to make statements, preserve records. I mean, basically incriminate herself without any due process. That's really the problem here that I am seeing. In this, so it's 37.2602 is most of the Elliot Larson civil rights stuff. And they can require answers to interrogatories. So really, again, what we have is an executive branch agency that it's not necessarily writing the law in this case, but may have way too much power, as in extrajudicial, where a person is now being required to make statements without any real sort of representation. So that I have a problem with. The other portion that I have a problem with is the free speech. We're seeing that a lot lately, especially with the Charlie LaDuff article that has come out with relation to Dana Nessel and some things that he has said and lost his job. These two things kind of came about at the same time. So I have a real issue with three individuals filing civil rights complaints saying that their civil rights were violated simply by reading a Facebook post. Now, it's worth mentioning, and I say this in the article too, these three individuals that have filed civil rights complaints were never denied any services. They never came into Christine's shop, and she never said, nope, get out, because you've either asked to be used a certain pronoun and or because, you know, you identify as a cat and you want a cat's haircut or something crazy.
Well, that's my main point, because from the story that, again, FuelCastTV.com, this link you sent me, it's not like they went into the salon barking like dogs.
Correct.
Or meowing like cats.
Right. So
they're coming at this from a completely different angle.
Right. And there's a difference between accommodation services and what they are alleging is that they have been denied accommodation. Well, ultimately, it's a communication, right? Because they were not in the store to be denied any accommodation. So this is merely a discriminatory communication, when in fact these people are citing sex discrimination, when what you actually have, if you read the plain language of Christine's text, she's saying if you identify as an animal, and this is what I point out in the article, is I'm sorry, but dogs and cats, pets, do not have any protections under the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act. And correct. That's what she's saying. If you identify as a dog and you want a poodle haircut, I'm sorry, I cannot help you. It's pretty simple. And of course, this day and age, people are so emotional and they read these things. And she's taking a stance. Again, whether you agree with it or not, I have a feeling the majority of your audience would probably agree with this. And it is all revolving and stemming from, as she mentions, that HB whatever 4744, which was the I think the pronoun bill or something like that at the time.
Yep.
That's why she put that out there. That was her right to free speech. Her religion also does not allow her to participate in, as she calls it, the pronoun game. Now, me, I don't care. I run a restaurant. You come in and you order some food and you say, call me kitty cat, whatever. I really don't care.
Yep.
She's bound by different covenants and beliefs than I am, and I respect that. And that's the part that bothers me the most, is these people, including her own state representative, Betsy Cofia, AG Dana Nessel, who oversees this Department of Civil Rights, has also come out and made comments against Christine. So it's hard to take seriously an executive branch agency that has already made comments about this case. How does anybody expect the Department of Civil Rights to be fair in any of this?
Right. And the fact that the attorney general, which is the highest law enforcement officer of the state, and her very own state representative representing her in the House in Lansing, already coming out publicly biased against her, there's no way she's going to get a fair trial.
Well, and let's take it one step further. Her mayor has come out and said almost identical comments to Dana Nessel about being a bigot or whatever it is. One step further, Traverse City has a non-discrimination ordinance. They briefly looked at charging her, which I think is a $100 fine, whatever.
Right.
But that's not the point. The point is that there is ordinance out there that says some crazy thing about biological makeup. So they don't even say gender identity. They say biological makeup. What the hell is biological makeup?
Exactly.
You're either a man or a woman, Randy. We're moving so far away from logic on this issue. And that's part of what I think Christine is trying to point out. And that's another reason why I'm following it as well, is because, you know, let's make logic great again. I mean, it simply has to, whether we're talking about law or whether we're talking about science. There are certain sets of chromosomes that allow you to do certain things that the other set of chromosomes cannot. It's that simple.
Yep, absolutely. Now, let me ask you this question. Does any of this directly affect potentially your case or the catering company's case with regards to you violating people's civil rights based on your decisions to go against the health department's potential mask mandates, vaccine mandates, all of that? Is there any interconnection potentially with this type of civil rights action that could be brought against you?
I have not seen any. We've been looking at originally the idea of a separation of powers violation in this, but it looks like the majority of everything that has been passed with Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act has been done legitimately through the legislative branch. They're not writing any laws. It's merely the due process that's lacking in these laws. So somebody's probably at some point, and maybe through Christine's story being out there, somebody will take a look at how this process works in administrative law as it relates to Elliot Larson. Because right now, Christine's facing up to $150,000. So it's $10,000 to $50,000 per violation, and she's got three violations sitting out there right now, and potentially more. There is a rumor that there is up to 12 of them, though I have not seen but the three.
Wow. Unbelievable. Let me ask you this question. Who do you think ultimately will be running the prosecutions, the investigation, the potential trial? Is, again, this going to be done through the Michigan Civil Rights Commission, or will this be done through the Attorney General's office?
Well, so it should be all done through the Civil Rights Commission. So what I know to this point is that and if you can see the pictures, the violation orders that they sent to Christine, which are in the article, mm-hmm. they're asking her to preserve documents. They're also asking her to fill out basically make a statement regarding why she did not discriminate, in her opinion, against these people. Again, they're compelling her. I have read the language. So she's gone back and asked a couple of questions. What is the statute that allows you to compel me? What is the statute that you're trying to violate? Within Elliot Larson, which are you trying to get me with? 602B or 602C? C is the new one that includes gender identity, which also, by the way, wouldn't matter because she's talking about animals, not gender identity or any of that. She actually does say, again, if you wish to have a preferred pronoun, please don't be upset. Again, of course, I'm paraphrasing. Please don't be upset if we just simply refer to you as, hey, you.
Right.
She never says, I'm not going to cut your hair because you have a preferred pronoun. She just simply says, don't get upset if I say, hey, you.
Right. Now, I want to make sure in your story, And again, FuelCastTV.com. I'll send you the link if you guys want it. Just text me Ian, I-A-N, and I'll text you back the link. Studio 8 Hair Lab is the name of her studio, correct?
Yes.
I just did a Google Map search. It's gone.
Yep.
It does not exist. When I typed in specifically Studio 8 Hair Lab, Traverse City, Michigan, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 other salons came up, but not hers.
I've never seen that before, by the way. I did notice that. I have never seen that. Even when a business closes, usually that Google listing still sits there and says that it's permanently closed.
Yes, exactly. The power of the big state, huh?
It's very, very interesting. The things that are coming out of what Christine is doing right now with asking the Civil Rights Department these certain questions, you can see in the tone of their emails and their correspondence that they are quickly losing their patience with Christine. I do expect charges to be filed against her. I think she was supposed to have been maybe in a couple of Zoom hearings at some point, and she has basically not participated in those. So we'll see. This is an interesting thing. And again, this is she nobody should feel like Christine is the victim here. She certainly doesn't feel like the victim. I've had her on my podcast after this happened.
Yeah.
She chose this. It's like me. That's the other reason I'm following it. She stepped out and decided to make these statements to make a point. Now, she's going to suffer some consequences of that and already has. But sort of like myself, a lot of people came out of the woodwork to support her. She had to bring on another stylist. She has had some people protesting. She has had some vandalism at her shop. But ultimately, this is a person that is standing on her principles. And it looks like she may be taking on the fight in the right way. This is lawfare, and this is kind of how she's beginning her particular fight.
Right, exactly. Well, we knew that the left was going to try to use the expansion of Elliot Larson's Civil Rights Act. A friend of mine, again, in Traverse City, said he definitely felt like he was tested already. He had a job opening, and he wanted to hire some people. He put a help wanted sign in the window, and he already had some people come in and make an application, and he hasn't hired anybody. He hasn't returned any calls, but he said, Randy, I think they're setting me up for a lawsuit.
Well, let me tell you this about that. The new portion of Elliot Larson has not taken effect yet. It will not take effect to signy die, which means whatever, 60 days after the end of the 90 days after the legislative session ends.
Correct.
So that was one of the first things that I reached out to my legislators about is, do you know when signy die will take effect? And at that time, they couldn't tell me. But now I believe we know that date. So this portion, the gender identity amendment to Elliot Larson, has not taken effect yet. So it still only says race, religion, and sex, more or less.
Right. Yeah.
Gender identity is going to come in whatever the end of February.
Well, I'm thinking, I've been told it looks like November 7th, 2 weeks from today.
Yes, there you go.
So that could be the trigger date.
We thought the same thing, you know, when they hired a trans-identifying person in Gaylord at the community schools, and that person actually resigned less than 60 days after they were hired. So.
Absolutely. All right, brother, we appreciate the information. Send me a text, Ian. I'll send you the link. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thanks, brother.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source.